As we look at the last 12 months, it's been a year of extraordinary change and upheaval and turmoil. Only a few days ago, we saw North Korea probably launching a nuclear test not very far away from Australia. There's increased violence and instability and worry, anxiety all around the world, and that affects us in Australia as well. And Rosh Hashanah is a time to reconnect to God, who ultimately is in control of all these events in the world. We have a prayer on Rosh Hashanah of Al Hamadinot, and regarding the nations of the world, we accept and acclaim that God is in control. So the High Holidays, when more Jews come to synagogue than any other time of year, is a time when we can pray for a safer year and a more secure year that we've had in the last 12 months, and reconnect to God and put our trust in Him to provide us with all we need personally and on a much larger scale over the next coming year.
We're talking to Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, the rabbi of the Great Synagogue in Sydney. Rabbi, can you please tell our listeners about your community, the Great Synagogue, the heart of Sydney?
We have a very beautiful synagogue and a beautiful community. We've been in the heart of Sydney and the Sydney Jewish community for almost 140 years. We have had continuous services in Elizabeth Street since 1878, and there is nothing more beautiful and inspiring than seeing the shul full on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Kol Nidre night especially is just a spine-tingling occasion when people pour in, and some people have come for the first time. They're just new to Sydney or new to the community. Some people have come every year since they were children. They're sitting in their parents' seats or their grandparents' seats. It's a very inspiring time of year when a very old and also very vibrant and modern community renews itself for the coming year.
We're talking to Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton of the Great Synagogue in Sydney. You've got congregants coming and sitting on their grandparents' seats and great-grandparents' seats. How do we make sure that the young generation is still coming to shul? I know some people find it very expensive to pay membership. There are so many synagogues in Sydney, but so many Jews are not members at any congregation. And what I think that your initiative, or the synagogue, the Great Synagogue Initiative, to provide seats for $150 for the High Holiday is an incredible initiative.
Well, thank you. It's a very strong value of the Great Synagogue and has been for our entire history that we are the synagogue for all Jews in Sydney who wish to attend. That's always been a guiding principle, and therefore we don't want financial considerations to stand in the way of anybody joining in these very, very important and holy services and days in our calendar. And that's why we have seats for only $150 for the 3 days of the High Holidays. It's why membership is only $500 a year, which is very low if you compare it to other synagogues. Not because we don't believe we have a very powerful and valuable and precious service we provide to our members, but because we want to be as inclusive as possible. And that's why we've seen in the last 2 years over 100 new members joining the Great Synagogue, because they're attracted by our ethos and our values, and we don't put barriers in people's way. And I hope that we'll see lots more coming for the High Holidays and staying on and becoming members after that. And we have programs for every single age group. So we teach pre, bar and bat mitzvah children in public schools around Sydney. We have events for young professionals and young adults, visits to bars and film showings in the synagogue. We have pastoral care for people of all ages, but of course often more elderly members receive a great deal of pastoral care from us. We are the synagogue, like other synagogues, but it's a great value of ours that we look after and are concerned with the well-being, religious and pastoral, of the whole age range. And that's been true for almost 140 years, and it will continue to be true well into the future.
I think it's really fantastic. I didn't realize that people can actually become members at the Great Synagogue for $500. It is very, very reasonable, I must say, and to identify with the community and support the community is very important. I mean, this is how traditionally Jewish communities existed throughout the diaspora for the last 2,000 years. Everybody was contributing to the existence of a community. And that's why I think it's personally so important to belong to a community and have even the financial commitment to a community. Otherwise, it won't exist.
Well, that's right. Even synagogues have to keep the lights on. We employ people. We have to run an expensive operation. And therefore, we look to the community for support. And it's a reciprocal arrangement. We want to be as open and inclusive as possible. And we therefore ask the community to be as supportive and generous as possible. So we have membership for $500, but we are always pleased to receive offerings for aliyot or donations to the synagogue. And people, thank God, are very generous. And the synagogue is actually not only doing well in terms of gaining new members, it's doing increasingly well financially, because people are inspired, I think, and they show that through their generosity.
We're talking to Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton of the Great Synagogue in Sydney, the Chief Rabbi of the Great Synagogue in Sydney. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Rabbi, can you please tell us, I mean, you can't tell us all, I mean, this is for a few hours, a lecture, just few customs of Rosh Hashanah.
The most important custom is to blow the shofar. That is the ram's horn, which is blown in the morning service of both days of Rosh Hashanah, in Musaf, which is the additional service, which takes 2 or 3 hours. It's a long service, and that's punctuated by the blowing of the shofar. The instructions given in the Torah, in the five books of Moses, we're told, Yom Truah Yelachen, there should be a day of shofar blowing for you, for all generations, and to hear the shofar and allow the shofar's sound to penetrate our hearts and our souls, to bring us back to God. That's the central motif and the central practice of Rosh Hashanah. We also have very beautiful practices like dipping apple into honey and eating it to signify a fruitful and sweet new year. Some men, particularly those leading the service, will wear a kittel, a white gown symbolizing purity and forgiveness. Some people have a custom of standing for many hours during the service to show their dedication to God and the practice of repentance and coming closer to God. It's a day really rich in symbolism and in very beautiful special practices, tunes you only hear once a year, prayers you only hear once a year, all contributing to a tremendous sense of occasion and a very powerful, impactful series of services.
Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, Rabbi of the Great Synagogue in Sydney, thank you very much and Shana Tova.
Shana Tova to you and all your listeners.